Our good mate Jeff Penza's online. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Andrew.
I'm running a bit late. Sorry for that, mate. And you're about to stand at a school assembly, are you?
My son is Year 12 student at Bede Polding Catholic School, and he's receiving an award today. So my wife and I, we're down here to watch it.
Fantastic! What award is it, mate?
It's just a general good pupil around. It's a prestigious award. It's only one person gets it per year, and yeah, he's getting it today. So very proud.
Oh, a very proud moment. What's his name, Jeff?
Noah.
Noah.
17.
Yep. Yeah, fantastic. What's he want to do?
A journalist. Yeah, he's very electronic minded, always has been, but he's leaning towards journalism. So,
okay. Yeah, fantastic. Well done. I better let you go, mate. I just wanted to get you on to update because, as we know, you haven't ridden because of a bad fall at Queanbeyan back in late October, but you're not far away now.
No, I'm in the top of the straight now, Andrew. things are going well. I had my last appointment with the surgeon back 4 weeks. X-ray showed it was a slight shadow where most of the breaks sort of met. He just gave me three more months to finally get it over with. But he said in the meantime, he had me put me back on the horse. So I've been riding horses at home. And, with my GP and my physio, the idea is when I finally get that clearance to back to track work, that I hit the ground running and I'm ready to go.
Okay. So when do you go to either of those?
Back to the surgery on the 13th of August.
Yep.
And I'm hoping next day I'll be back on the track. So,
and how's the body feel?
The body's great. You know, I've really refreshed time off. Once I sort of get mobile and get myself physically again, like fit, I just feel like I've picked up and I feel really good. Weight's really good. Weight's stabilised to 56, and that's pretty much eating and doing what I want. So I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, that's good. Time has been the essence here, hasn't it, for your for you to make a full recovery. I can remember interviewing you early on and you can hear the frustration, mate, but I can now hear in your voice that you're excited.
Yeah, no, I think we've passed the worst bit of it all, and now I'm just looking forward, and it's exciting to getting fit. And like I said, lucky enough to have horses at home, and the surgeon said, you need to get back on a horse, get your confidence going again. And the next day I was on my horse, and I'm quite enjoying riding at home. And the idea is to get those irons up a little bit and get that feel and be ready to go when get the all clear.
That's the one thing, I guess. We had Nash Rawillow on the program last week that he said, I thought I was prepared, but I wasn't. Until I got on a horse, you just use totally different muscles.
Yeah, I've had this discussion with my physio, and we're trying to work out the best exercises I can do and to get me get the right balance also happening, so I can rely on my leg a lot. And the best way we've worked out is to get back on the horses. And yeah, I'm lucky enough to have that in my backyard. So I've been riding every day, and as well as the physio sessions once a week. I'm happy, very happy the way things have progressed.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I'm glad, mate, and we'll talk to you after you go back to the doctors. But you're hoping once you get to the 13th of August that you'll be back riding track work the next day.
I'm confident. Like the surgeon did say last visit, he said with that shadow there, I wouldn't risk you if you had a fall at speed. It could be a bit ordinary for you, but he said at the moment you can afford to bounce around a little bit, but until that shadow's gone, he said you've got to just play it a bit safe.
Understand. Well, mate, that's great news. We'll stay in contact. We'll let you go because it is it's a great moment in the next 15 minutes there at school with Noah. Hope it goes terrifically well for you.
I will. Thank you very much, Andrew.
Good on you, Jeff. Jeff Penza joining us there. So we'll talk to him again after August 13, but he sounds pretty confident.